Zurich is known as one of the most expensive cities in the world, and at the same time it is surprisingly cheap, if you know where to look. The river baths on the Limmat have been free since 1940, the museums of the University of Zurich and ETH cost nothing, around 1,200 public fountains dispense top-quality drinking water for free, and with Zurich Rolt, you can even borrow a bike for the day at no cost. Add a smart place to stay, and you can experience Zurich on a fraction of the usual budget. The staying part is where we come in. On our new last-minute apartments in Zurich page, you fill short booking gaps in our furnished apartments, and automatically get up to 15% off for doing so. In this article, we first show how that works, and then the best things you can do in Zurich completely free of charge. What is the cheapest way to stay in Zurich? Between two bookings, short gaps of 2 to 9 nights keep opening up in our apartments. For us, these windows are hard to rent out. For you, they are a bargain. If you fill a gap exactly with check-in and check-out right on its boundaries, the discount is deducted automatically at booking. No voucher code, no haggling. The scale is simple. The shorter the gap, the higher the discount. For 2 to 3 nights, you save 15%, for 4 to 6 nights, 10%, and for 7-9 nights, 5% on the nightly rates. The final cleaning fee stays unchanged. You can see the current DAPs for the next 3 months, updated daily, on the last minute page, with dates, price, and discount. Once a gap is booked, it is gone. For longer or plannable stays, have a look at our short-term rentals in Zurich from $2,089 per night. Where can you swim for free in Zurich? Swimming in the middle of the city is Zurich's finest free experience, and it is no accident, but a political decision. A city council resolution of 20 September 1940 states that the river baths Schanzengraben, Oberer Letten, and Unterer Letten are free of charge. That has never changed. Oberer Letten, a 400-meter swimming channel in the Limmat, sun terraces, beach volleyball, and boules courts for confident swimmers. Unterer Letten, the city's oldest river baths, 1909, with a 100-meter channel, a non-swimmer pool, and a diving board, more family-friendly than Oberer Letten. Manorbad Schanzengraben, a historic bathing enclosure right in the center. In the evenings, it opens to everyone as the Rimini Bar. Werdensel and Katzensee, natural free alternatives with lawns, shade, and barbecue spots. The Lido's directly on Lake Zurich, by contrast, charge admission up to about 8 francs. You will find a detailed overview of the best spots in our article on swimming in Zurich, and one everyday tip that adds up. The city maintains around 1,200 public fountains with drinking water of excellent quality. Bring your own bottle. Buying bottled water in Zurich is simply unnecessary. Which museums in Zurich are free? More than you might think. The museum collections of the University of Zurich and ETH are completely free as a matter of principle. Sharing science with the public is part of their mandate. Zoological Museum, over 1,500 animal species, very family-friendly, Tucson focus, Terra ETH, an Earth Science Discovery Center with an earthquake simulator, Daily Natural History Museum, Natural History, in a nutshell, open until 8 p.m. on Thursdays, Ethnographic Museum, Archaeological Collection, Science Pavilion UZH, Moulage Museum, Niche Collections, you will not forget quickly. On top of that, two strong offers from the big institutions. At the National Museum next to the main station, the permanent exhibition, Anfas Zurich, on the history of the city and Canton is free. Pick up a ticket at the welcome desk, and Kunsthaus Zurich opens its collection, free of charge every Wednesday, and for visitors under 14, admission is always free. If you plan to visit several paid museums, the Zurich card is often the cheaper route. It combines free public transport with free or reduced admission to dozens of museums. Art and architecture at zero cost. Zurich does not keep its art locked up in museums. The city maintains around 1,300 works in public space. Sculptures, monuments, and murals. Accessible around the clock. A real insider tip is the Giacometti Hall in Amtshaus at Bahnhofquai 3, the headquarters of the city police. In the 1920s, Augusto Giacometti transformed the entrance vault into a glowing floral fresco, affectionately known as the Bloomley Halley. Visiting is free but regulated, Wednesday to Friday, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., with an official photo ID. Also, freely accessible, the house Zoom Rec at Neumarkt 4, with its detailed city model, Zurich, around 1800, Mon Free, 8 a.m., 6 p.m., Sat 10 a.m., 4 p.m. And if you like architecture, you can stroll from icon to icon for free. The Prime Tower, the National Museum extension, the Freytag Tower, built from shipping containers, and Calatrava's Law Library at the University of Zurich. Green and free, succulents, the city nursery, barbecue spots. The succulent collection at Mithenquai 88 is one of the largest of its kind in the world. Over 4,400 species, open 365 days a year, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., free admission. The Stadtgärtnerei City Nursery in Albisrieden puts a small jungle in the middle of the city, with its palm house and tropical house, open daily from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., also free. Instead of an expensive restaurant, Zurich is a picnic city. Grundstadt Zurich runs official barbecue spots in every district. At Zurichhorn and the GZ Wullihofen Community Center, there are even free electric grills at the push of a button. Lovely spots include Hassenrain in Albisrieden, with views over Zurich West, the Werdensel on the limit, or, for a cold picnic, the Lindenhof with its panoramic view over the old town. Free sport and bikes. How do you stay mobile in Zurich on a budget? At the Europlatz bike station by the main station, you can borrow city bikes for free. An official ID and a CH20 deposit are all you need, as long as you return the bike the same day. Children's bikes are free too. Zurifit, the city sports office, runs freely accessible calisthenics, parks and outdoor gyms, for example at Hardhof on the Limmat, or the rooftop for Asimity, on top of the Museum für Gestaltung in Zurich West. The Kataporis, the classic forest fitness trails with around 15 exercise stations, on the Etleberg, in Fluntern or at Entlesberg, have been free for around 50 years. Free culture, tours, concerts, open airs. The guides of Free Walk Zurich show you the city on 90-minute tours from a local's perspective. You pay only what the tour was worth to you, tip-based. For newcomers, the English language New in Zurich tour is particularly worthwhile, covering everyday topics like registration, taxes, and recycling. The Rote Fabric on the lake relies on solidarity pricing. In the Fabric Theater, you often choose your own admission price. In summer, free open-air festivals join the lineup. The Stolz Open Air on the Stolzsee in June, and the Open Air Wullishofen right on the lakeshore, both with free entry, and the Old Town Churches, Grossmünster, Fraumünster, St. Peter, can be visited for free, some even on Mondays, when many museums are closed. Conclusion: Zurich does not have to be expensive. The maths for a budget weekend looks like this. River baths free, museum free, bike free, barbecue spot free, drinking water free, and your accommodation up to 15% cheaper with the Gap discount. Check our last-minute apartments in Zurich page to see which gaps are currently open, or send us your dates. We reply within 8 hours.